Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving deep into what is, I mean, it's arguably the biggest architectural revolution happening in e-commerce right now.
It really is.
This whole shift away from those slow, sort of rigid, all-in-one
The
platforms.
old monoliths, they're just hitting a wall when businesses need to innovate, faster than ever.
Exactly.
So our goal today is really to break down the two major buzzwords that are leading this change.
Headless commerce and composable commerce.
That's it. And we want to explain exactly why understanding them is so crucial for, well, for maintaining a competitive velocity. This is all about giving your business the tools to change directions quickly.
So let's define our starting point. Headless commerce. The core concept is actually pretty simple, right?
It is. You're basically just separating the front end.
So what the customer actually sees and interacts with.
Precisely. You separate that from the back end, which handles all the crucial logic, inventory, pricing, transactions,
And
and
they talk to each other through APIs, cleanly and efficiently.
And what's fascinating here is the analogy from the source material that really makes it stick.
The diner analogy.
Yes. So traditional commerce is like a diner where the kitchen and the dining area are just bolted together, inseparable.
Single building.
Headless, on the other hand, is just a powerful kitchen, the back end, that can serve food to any dining area completely independently.
Whether that front end is a website, a mobile app, or even like a smart device.
Exactly. The back end just delivers the capability.
And that separation gives you a huge immediate win. Omnichannel content delivery. The same reliable back end can seamlessly push shopping capabilities to every channel, making that unified customer experience actually, achievable.
But if Headless fixed the presentation problem, what was still broken in the back end?
That brings us to composable commerce.
Right, Composable takes that idea of decoupling
Yeah.
and just runs with it. It applies modularity to the entire system.
So instead of one massive integrated back end, you're building your tech stack with what the sources call Lego-like modularity.
It's the perfect description. You select specialized best-of-breed services. They're called packaged business capabilities or PBCs for specific jobs like search or checkout or promotions, and you just snap them together.
And here's where it gets really interesting for anyone listening. The main advantage is it's just unmatched business agility.
Totally.
If you need a cutting-edge recommendation engine, you just swap out that single microservice. You don't have to replatform the entire core system.
And that completely cuts down on that 2-year replatforming dread. It also reduces vendor lock-in, which is a huge deal.
Okay, so this brings up a really important question. What is the key difference? Because they sound related.
They are, but the difference is crucial. A headless decouples only the presentation layer, the front end.
But the back end can often remain a single platform.
Exactly. Composable, however, is fully decoupled. It splits the entire system into independent replaceable services.
That flexibility sounds amazing, but there has to be a trade-off. It sounds complex.
And that's it. That's the trade-off. It requires more advanced technical expertise and, frankly, higher maintenance overhead. Suddenly you're managing API versioning across maybe 10 different specialized vendors.
And if we connect this modularity to the bigger picture, we have to talk about the philosophy driving this shift, which is the MACH acronym.
Right.
Composable is basically the implementation of MACH principles: microservices, API first, cloud native, and headless.
And all those components, they're interdependent. API first means your system's connection points are the main product.
Which ensures easy integration.
And cloud native means you build the applications to take full advantage of the elasticity and scale that only the cloud can really offer. This whole blueprint is already driving trends.
We're seeing wider adoption in mid-sized businesses, right?
We are, and also the ability to easily plug in these highly specialized AI-driven microservices, things like a custom fraud detection algorithm, completely separate from your core checkout process.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Choosing between headless or composable isn't a simple binary choice.
Not at all. It's about weighing your business goals, speed and specialization against the technical resources you have to manage that complexity.
But reducing that technical debt seems essential for long-term survival in e-commerce.
Absolutely. And my final thought for you to consider is the industry's focus on what's being called total experience, or TX.
Okay, what is that?
It's about blending the customer experience, CX, with the employee experience, EX. A flexible, composable architecture is what lets you blend those online and offline worlds seamlessly.
Ah, so for instance, a store associate could use a powerful mobile app.
Exactly. an app that's fed by the very same headless backend as your customer-facing website, letting them check inventory or process an order on the spot.
That unified internal experience, that's the true power of future-proofing.
That's it. True agility in practice.
So we'd encourage you to start small. Audit your current systems. Maybe explore a pilot project to educate your teams on where this modularity can be applied for maximum competitive speed.